Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。 今天我们要读的故事名字叫做 Older than the Stars， 你的年纪比天上的星星还要大。现在在听故事的你们，是不是很多人都是家里最小的呢？好像所有的人都比我的年纪大，哥哥姐姐、爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶和外公外婆。可是今天的故事却要告诉你，你的年纪已经非常的大了，你比天上的星星还要大。到底是怎么回事呢？我们一起来听这个故事吧。Older Than the Stars, written by Karen C. Fox, illustrated by Nancy Davis. You are older than the dinosaurs, older than the earth, older than the sun and all the planets. You are older than the stars. You are as old as the universe itself.
你比恐龙还要老，比地球还要老，比太阳和所有的行星都要老。你比天上的星星还要老，你的年纪和这个宇宙一样的老。
Billions of years ago, the universe popped into existence. It was smaller than a speck of dust, but so heavy no one could have picked it up. Suddenly, bang! The tiny universe swelled up like the fastest growing bubble ever. It grew millions of times bigger in the blink of an eye.
在亿万年前 Billions of years ago， 我们的宇宙突然间就出现了。当时它非常的小，比一个灰尘还要小，但是它却非常的重，没有人可以把它拿起来。突然间 Bang， 宇宙大爆炸。这个非常非常小的宇宙用最快的速度像一个肥皂泡一样的胀开，就在一眨眼的功夫，这个宇宙变得有原来的几百万倍那么大。
Millions of times bigger。
看见旁边的插画里乱糟糟的大爆炸了吗？
This is the bang when the world began。
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸。The Big Bang.
The universe grew and grew. As it grew, tiny bits called protons, neutrons, and electrons formed. The bits whizzed here and there, back and forth, round and round, like a bunch of bees.
宇宙一直在长呀长呀，它长得特别大。在它长大的时候，出现了一些很小很小的颗粒，它们叫做中子 （protons）、质子 （neutrons） 和电子 （electrons）。这些小颗粒在空中到处乱飞。上上下下，前前后后，转着圈的飞，就像一群小蜜蜂。看到图里那些黑色的小点点了吗？
These are the bits that were born in the bang when the world began.
这些就是在地球诞生的时候的大爆炸中形成的颗粒物质。你们记住这句话了吗？这句话会变得越来越长哦。 The bits zigged this way and zagged that way. And sometimes they bumped into each other. When this happened, they stuck together and formed something called atoms. Almost everything in the world is made of atoms. They are the building blocks of the universe. The first atoms were helium and hydrogen, two very light gases.
这些小颗粒没有章法的到处乱窜，有时候它们会撞在一起。当它们撞在一起的时候，它们就连在一起，变成了一个新的东西，叫做原子 ,atom。几乎这个世界上所有的东西都是由原子构成的。它们就像一块一块的小积木一样，把这个宇宙搭了出来。第一批出现的原子就是氦 ,helium, 和氢 ,hydrogen。它们是两种非常非常轻的气体，就是我们常说的氦气和氢气。看到图上大块的彩色斑点了吗？
These are the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the bang when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质互相撞击产生的原子 ,atoms.
The universe was a jumble of helium and hydrogen atoms. Over millions of years, gravity pulled the atoms together until they grew into enormous clouds that were the size of galaxies or even bigger.
就这样，整个宇宙里充满了氦和氢原子。又过了好几百万年，引力 gravity 把这些原子都聚在了一起，它们变成了一团超级巨大的云，就像有好多个银河系那么大，甚至更大。看到图中间这团充满了彩色斑点的彩色的云吗？
This is the gas in a giant puff that spun from the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the bang when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质互相碰撞产生的原子，越聚越多产生的气体云。
Inside each giant cloud, gravity pulled the atoms together. It got more and more crowded. When two atoms crashed into each other, they melted together or fused in a burst of light and heat. The cloud became a blazing star.
在这团巨大的云里，由于引力的作用，聚了越来越多的原子，所以这团云就变得越来越拥挤了。当两颗原子撞在一起的时候，有时候它们融化了，可有时候它们碰撞出巨大的火花，发出光和热量，所以这团云就亮得像一颗星星啦。看见图里这团红色的大火花了吗？
This is the star of red hot stuff that burst from the gas in a giant puff that spun from the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the bang when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子组成的气体云，爆炸出来的又红又热的星星。这个句子是不是已经很长了？你们还记得住吗？别着急， 后面会变得更长。
In the heart of the star, the atoms kept crowding into each other. Every time two smaller atoms fused together, they formed a bigger atom. Helium and hydrogen melted together to form medium-sized atoms, like oxygen and carbon.
在这颗星星的中心，原子继续越聚越多。当两个小的原子撞在一起的时候，它们变成了一个更大一点的原子。比如，氦原子和氢原子撞在一起，它们变成了一个中等大小的原子 ,medium-sized atom。比如，氧原子 ,oxygen, 和碳原子 ,carbon。看到旁边红色的星星发出的光里的小原子吗？它们就是更大更强壮的原子。These are the atoms so strong and tough that formed in a star of red hot stuff that burst from the gas in a giant puff that spun from the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the band when the world began. 这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子组成的气体云爆炸出来的星星里面形成的更大更强壮的原子。
Each star shone brightly for billions of years. But stars don't live forever. Whenever a star died,It exploded in a giant fireball called a supernova. The searing heat of the supernova forced some of the star's atoms to melt together into new metals, like iron, copper, and gold. The explosion sent all the atoms, big and small,Hurtling through the universe in all directions.
这些星星在天空中可以闪烁数十亿年，但它们不是永久的存在的。当这些星星走到了它们生命的尽头，它们就爆炸成了一团巨大的火球，我们叫它做超新星 ,supernova.超新星炙热的温度会让它里面的原子互相融合在一起，形成新的金属类的物质，比如像铁 iron, 铜 copper, 和黄金 gold。这样的爆炸还会把原子，不管大的还是小的，冲向整个宇宙的各个角落。看见图上这些带着尾巴的彩色圆点了吗？
This is the blast intense enough to hold the atoms so strong and tough that formed in a star of red hot stuff that burst from the gas in a giant puff that spun from the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the band when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子，组成的气体云爆炸出来的星星，里面形成的更大的原子，和把这些原子冲向宇宙各个角落的爆炸的星星。
The scattered atoms collected into new clouds of gas, which formed new stars. Every time,A new star was born. It kept right on making atoms. Every time a new star grew older and died, it exploded and flung its atoms into space.
那些被发散出去的原子又聚在一起，变成巨大的云团，然后又变成了新的星星。
当每一颗星星诞生的时候，它们就继续制造更多的原子。当每一颗星星变老，然后死去的时候，它们又爆炸，把这些原子发散到宇宙的其他的地方，就这样周而复始。宇宙里充满了非常多的新产生的和旧的原子，就像尘埃一样布满了整个宇宙。
This is the dust, so old and new, thrown from the blast intense enough to hold the atoms so strong and tough that formed in a star of red hot stuff that burst from the gas in a giant puff that spun from the blocksThat formed from the bits that were born in the ban when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子，组成气体云，爆炸出来的星星里面形成的更大的原子，和把这些原子冲向宇宙各个角落的爆炸的星星。和它们产生的新的和旧的原子尘埃。
5 billion years ago, right where our solar system is today, a cloud of atoms formed. As a cloud spun around and around, it flattened out like a giant plate. At the center of the cloud, atoms fused together.Creating light and heat. The center grew hotter and hotter until it turned into a star. That star is our sun. The rest of the stuff in the spinning cloud began to stick together in dusty clumps until it turned into a planet.
在50亿年前，就在我们的太阳系的位置，有一团原子组成的云。这团云一直快速地旋转旋转，所以它慢慢变成了扁扁的，像一个盘子的形状。在这个盘子的中间，原子互相碰撞，产生了光和热。它们变得越来越烫，也越来越亮，直到有一天变成了一颗星星。这颗星星就是我们的太阳。太阳周围的这些物质还是在不停地旋转，它们也互相碰撞，联合在了一起，但是它们没有那么烫，它们变得越来越大，直到形成了一个一个的星球。
看见右边的太阳了吗？
This is the sun, our daily view.That was born from the dust, so old and new, thrown from the blast, intense enough to hurl the atoms, so strong and tough, that formed in a star of red-hot stuff, that burst from the gas in a giant puff, that spun from the blocks, that formed from the bits.That were born in the ban when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子，组成的气体云，爆炸出来的星星，里面形成的更大的原子，和把这些原子冲向宇宙各个角落的爆炸的星星，和它们产生的原子组成的我们的太阳。
The Earth formed 4.5 billion years ago out of all sorts of atoms made by the stars. There was oxygen, hydrogen, lead, gold, and more. At first, the young Earth was a boiling hot soup of all these ingredients. But as the soup cooledIt separated into land and oceans.
我们的地球 Earth
是在450亿年前形成的，周围的星星爆炸产生的各种原子组成了我们的地球，其中有氧 oxygen， 氢 hydrogen， 铅 lead， 黄金 gold 和其他很多的东西。最开始当我们的地球还很年轻的时候，它就像由各种食材组成的滚烫的一锅汤。渐渐的，当这锅汤冷却下来的时候，就分成了陆地和海洋，就是我们现在看到的样子。看到图片里我们美丽的地球了吗？ This is the planet, green and blue, that circles the sun, our daily view, that was born from the dust, so old and new, thrown from the blast intense enough to hurl the atoms so strong and tough, that formed in a star of red hot stuff, that burst from the gas in a giant puff, that spun from the blocks, that formed from the bits that were born in the band when the world began. 这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子，组成气体云爆炸出来的星星，里面形成的更大的原子，和把这些大原子冲向宇宙各个角落的爆炸的星星，和它们产生的原子尘埃组成的我们的太阳，和绕着它转的地球。In time, some of the atoms in the ocean joined together to form tiny living creatures. At first, these creatures were so simple they didn't think or even swim. They just floated in the water. But over time, they evolved, getting bigger and more complex. Life on Earth had begun. 就在地球上出现陆地和海洋的时候，有一些原子在海洋里面聚在一起，它们形成了很小的生命体 Tiny living creatures. 在一开始，这些小小的生命体非常的单纯，也非常的小，它们甚至都不会游泳，它们就这样漂浮在水里。过了很长很长的时间，它们进化了 ，evolved， 它们变得更大，变得更复杂。从此，地球上的生命就这样开始了。Over billions of years, the first small life forms evolved into countless types of plants and animals. The living things depended on the atoms around them. Plants needed atoms in the water, air, and soil. Animals received oxygen from the air and other atoms like iron from their food. When a new animal was born, it was made from all those same atoms. And when it died, its atoms were released back into the ground. 在数十亿年前，地球上的第一批生命体渐渐地进化出了数都数不清的植物和动物。所有的生命体都需要依赖其他的原子来生活。比如说植物，它们需要水、空气和土壤。动物需要空气里的氧原子，比如食物中的铁。当一个新的动物出生的时候，它的身体是由构成这个世界的原子所组成的。当它死去离开这个世界的时候，它也把构成身体的原子留在了土壤里，还给了这个世界。 看到图片里各种各样的动物和植物了吗？你能认出它们来吗？
These are the plants and animals too that grow on the planet green and blue that circles the sun, our daily view that was born from the dust, so old and new thrown from the blast intense enough to hold the atoms so strong and tough that formed in the starOf red hot stuff that burst from the gas in a giant puff, that spun from the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the band when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时候的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子，组成的气体云，爆炸出来的星星。里面形成的更大的原子和把这些大原子冲向宇宙各个角落的爆炸的星星和它们产生的原子尘埃组成的我们的太阳和绕着它转的地球和它上面生长的植物和动物。
About 600,000 years ago, humans appeared. They absorbed atomsWhenever they breathed, drank, or ate. Those humans had children, and their children had children. You are one of those children. Descendant from the first humans, all made from the same atoms that the earth was. The iron in your blood.May have once been part of the mountain lava from a volcano. The carbon in your fingernails may have been part of a tree leaf. And the oxygen in your lungs was probably once breathed by dinosaurs.
在大约60万年前，地球上出现了人类
,humans.
他们从呼吸和饮食里得到周围各种各样的原子。这些人类生了很多孩子，他们的孩子又生了很多的孩子，你知道吗？你也是这些孩子的其中一员，是第一批人类的后代。组成你的身体的所有原子，就和组成这个地球的原子一模一样。你血液里面的铁 iron 可能曾经是从某一个火山爆发出来的熔岩里面来的。你指甲里面含的碳 carbon 可能曾经是一片树叶。你的肺呼吸的氧 oxygen 也很有可能曾经被恐龙也呼吸过。看到左边图片里各种各样的人了吗？他们性别不同，年龄不同，肤色不同，来自各个国家和民族，但他们的身体都是由同样的原子组成的。你也是他们的一员哦。下面是我们今天最长的一句话了，你们准备好了吗？
These are the people just like you.Live with the plants and animals too, that grow on a planet green and blue, that circles the sun, our daily view, that was born from the dust, so old and new, thrown from the blast intense enough to hold the atoms so strong and tough, that formed in the star of red hot stuff, that burstFrom the gas in a giant puff that spun from the blocks that formed from the bits that were born in the band when the world began.
这就是宇宙诞生时期的大爆炸中形成的小颗粒物质组成的原子组成的气体云爆炸出来的星星里面形成的更大的原子和把这些大原子冲向宇宙各个角落的爆炸的星星和它们产生的原子尘埃组成的我们的太阳 和绕着它转的地球，和它上面生长的植物和动物，还有你和我。
But before any of these atoms helped create the Earth, they formed in stars long ago and far away. You are made from atoms that were made in stars that were made from tiny particles that were created when the universe began.
但是还记得吗？当这些原子形成地球和地球上所有的生命之前，它们出现在很远很远的地方，在很久很久之前。所以组成你的身体的原子是和宇宙一样的老，是由在宇宙形成的时候出现的小颗粒它们组成的星星所发射出来的。
You are older than the Earth, older than the Sun and all the planets, older than the stars. You are as old as the universeitself.
你的年纪比地球还要老，比太阳和所有的星球都老，比天上的星星还要老，你和这个宇宙一样的年纪。那么宇宙到底有多老呢？你们还记得吗？我们一起来复习一下。
Timeline of the universe，
宇宙的时间线。
0 seconds, the universe, tinier than a speck of dust, pops into existence. It is millions of times hotter than our sun.
最开始的时候，宇宙突然出现了，它是一个比灰尘还要小的小点，比我们现在太阳还要热好几十亿倍。
First fraction of a second，
在第一分秒的时候，就是比一秒还要短很多很多的时候。
The entire universe expands dramatically in the blink of an eye，
整个宇宙在一眨眼的功夫就迅速膨胀开来。
First second，
第一秒钟的时候，
The universe cools to below 18 billion Fahrenheit, and neutrons, protons, and electrons begin to form. All the protons, neutrons, and electrons around today were made in the Big Bang when the universe was only a second old.
在第一秒的时候，宇宙突然间就降温到了低于180亿佛氏度，相当于100亿的摄氏度。然后中子 neutrons， 质子 protons 和电子 electrons 就形成了。这些微小的颗粒全部都是在宇宙大爆炸 the Big Bang，在宇宙还是一秒那么大的时候产生的。
First 3 minutes, the universe keeps cooling. Protons, neutrons, and electrons begin to stick together. The centers of the first atoms form.
在3分钟的时候，宇宙的温度继续降下来，这些中子、质子和电子小颗粒聚在了一起，它们形成了地球上的第一批原子 atoms.
300,000 years, the universe expands enough for light to flow freely across space. The light allows the universe to be seen for the first time. Most of the helium and hydrogen atoms in the universe today were created by this time. This includes all the helium used to blow up floating balloons.
在宇宙长到了300万年那么大的时候，它已经膨胀得足够大，光可以在里面自由地穿梭。有了光，我们就可以看见宇宙了。我们今天的宇宙里存在的大部分的氦和氢都是在那个时候就已经产生了。你知道吗？包括我们现在用来充气球的氦气也是那个时候产生的哦。
1 to 3 million years. Helium and hydrogen atoms clump together into clouds of gas that will become stars.
宇宙在它的100万到300万岁之间，这些氦和氢原子聚在一起，组成巨大的气体云，它们将来就会变成星星哦。
100 million years. The first stars begin to shine, and the hearts of stars, even bigger atoms, form. Every time a star dies and explodes, even more atoms form and are spread out across the universe.
在宇宙有1亿年的时候，第一批的星星开始发光了。在星星的中间最热的地方，更大的原子组成了。当每颗星星死去爆炸的时候，它们又组成更多的原子，然后把这些原子发射到了宇宙的每个角落。
9 billion years. A cloud of gas and the Milky Way galaxy comes together, forming our sun and its planets. One of these planets is Earth.
又过了很长的时间，当宇宙到了90亿岁那么老的时候，在我们的银河系的位置出现了一团很大的气体，然后它形成了一颗星星、太阳和其他的星球。这些星球中有一颗就是我们的地球 Earth.
10 billion years. The first life on Earth appears in the oceans. Eventually, these simple life forms evolve into plants, fish, dinosaurs, birds, and animals, including humans.
在宇宙100亿岁的时候，地球上出现了海洋，然后出现了简单的生命体，它们又慢慢进化成了植物 plants, 鱼 fish, 恐龙 dinosaurs, 小鸟 birds, 和其他的动物，当然也包括人类 humans。
13.75 billion years. Today, the universe is still expanding. Our sun is still surrounded by 8 planets. Animals and plants still exist on Earth, and humans keep trying to learn as much as possible about the world around us.And how it all began.
今天宇宙快140亿岁了，它还在膨胀。我们的太阳周围有8颗行星，动物和植物生活在地球上。我们人类还在不断的探索，想要尽量的了解我们的世界是怎么形成的，就像我们今天说的故事一样。现在你们知道你们有多老了吗？你们和这个宇宙一样的老，还记得这个宇宙有多少岁吗？别忘了把这个故事说给你的爸爸妈妈和其他小朋友们听，也许他们都不知道自己竟然有那么老了。好啦，希望你们喜欢今天的故事。现在晚安喽。Good night and sweet dreams.